Jonathan Fowler's surname is probably familiar to our listeners because of his auto dealership, which does have underwriting spots on KGOU's airwaves. But he's also very plugged into Oklahoma's music scene and wants to make this state the independent Christmas music capital of the world. This lofty aim caught the attention of KGOU's Jim Johnson, who spoke with Fowler about his latest effort in a series of recordings to make that goal a reality.
Jonathan Fowler looks nothing at all like Santa. He's tall, thin, and, well, better dressed. But this time of year is just as special to the well-known Norman auto dealer, who for the past five Christmases has doled out bundles upon bundles of holiday-themed music compilations with the kind of glee and verve associated with jolly old Saint Nick.
Why not?
That's Fowler anticipating my initial interview question regarding his desire to place Oklahoma above all other states in the production and distribution of original Christmas music.
When people think of Christmas music, I doubt Oklahoma is the first thing they think of, right? And why couldn't they think about Oklahoma? And what do you think about when you think about Christmas music? And I guess for me, I think about my parents playing music around the house, around the holidays. And it was always some national, international like superstar, right? I mean, it was never this local type of thing. And the more obscure, the more different as I got older, the more fun it became. And whenever we opened the Volkswagen store in 2010, we're trying to find ways to market the store and to do things a little bit differently. And we knew that we wanted to do things that were geared around artists and musicians, and something that we could do that would actually allow the musicians and artists to create something original for themselves. My involvement and many others in the Norman Music Festival had really made us feel tied to that community. We started trying to play with ideas. I think at one point in time, we talked about a Halloween concept. We talked about a Valentine's Day concept, a 4th of July concept, and all the holidays you'd want to talk about. And we kept coming back to Christmas.
Fowler says his wife, Natalie, helped to seal the deal on the concept. And in 2010, he teamed up with independent record label Nice People to produce Checking It Twice, a holiday compilation disc featuring well-known local acts. The project was a rousing success and now continues under the artistic direction of Chad Copeland and Jared Evans of Norman-based Blackwatch Studios. The Naughty List is the title of this year's release, which Fowler says is the most ambitious and unique album to date, with both overt and not-so-overt nods to the season.
I think that's one of the reasons people get into this. It's got elements of what you need it to have for it to be considered Christmas music, but it blows their minds. It's so different from anything they've ever heard before that they're like, this is Christmas music. It doesn't have to be this. It can be this, and this speaks more to me than what I've heard before. And I think that's Jared and Chad. I think that's them all the way.
So I was chilling in my folks in a festive mood. Mama been cooking that Christmas food. Table is set, candles lit. Dad says grace, now we set. I get two hams deep and my buttons all popping. Pumpkin pie got me straight up rubbing. My tummy starts rolling like a bale of hay. Granny leans over and begins to say, hey, sonny, don't you know? Mm-hmm. There's no need to be uncomfortable. Take a left on Main and a right on 4th. Uh-huh. There you'll find Montgomery
okay.
Ward.
Way back in the back on the tippy top shelf.
That's where you'll find some holiday help.
I climb up on the rack. What do I see?
Elastic waistband, Christmas jeans.
Jared Evans, I cannot say enough great things about that guy, but when I heard Christmas Jeans, I could not believe that Jared put himself out there like that. And there's a couple of other tracks where he really does. But the guy is incredibly talented in surprising ways sometimes. On this year's project, I think that for me personally, I'm a sucker for a great instrumental, and Lullaby to me just has that feel of, and keep in mind, I've got an 8-month-old at home, a little girl, and so when I'm at home and I'm playing Christmas music right now and that song comes on, I mean, it's hard not to get sappy, it's hard not to want to go and light a fire in the fireplace and hang a little mistletoe and think, man, this is what Christmas is all about. It just speaks to the breadth of work that they're able to produce. And as it stacks up, it gives me faith that, I mean, if Blackwatch wants to keep working with us, we could work with them for years on this stuff and still have ideas that are out there. And that's what makes me know that making Oklahoma the Christmas music capital of the world It's not just some gimmick. It's legit.
Jonathan Fowler, backer of The Naughty List, the fifth in a series of annual holiday-themed albums showcasing Oklahoma's musical talent. Tonight at 8 p.m. marks the official release of the collection on vinyl, with a public concert featuring current and former collaborators taking the stage at Stash in downtown Norman during the city's second Friday Art Walk. Details on the event plus complimentary digital download links to this and prior album tracks can be found on our website, kgou.org. For KGOU, I'm Jim Johnson.